New revelations about the German co-pilot.
They're looking for everything.
Two held in terror case.
They anticipated a body count of 100 to 150.
Set for a year in space.
This is really going to help us learn a lot.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. 3 days after the crash of a German jetliner in the French Alps, investigators are trying to find out everything they can about the murderous co-pilot, the man who authorities say deliberately crashed the Airbus, killing himself and the 149 others on board. CBS's Vicky Barker has the latest from Dusseldorf, Germany.
German prosecutors say Andreas Lubitz was getting regular medical treatment, but they have found no note and no claim of responsibility, and it appears he hid his mental condition. Police have carried away boxes, bags, and a computer from the Lubitz family home and from his Dusseldorf apartment.
Die französischen Behörden haben ja heute...
We have, with five investigators, searched the pilot's apartment for clues as to why the pilot could have done this.
But the why remains elusive. German media report Lubitz had a history of depression and that his official notes recommended regular mental health assessments. There are also unconfirmed reports he'd broken up with a girlfriend. But his friends and neighbors say they remember a quiet, smiling, normal young man. Vicky Barker, CBS News, Dusseldorf, Germany.
The circumstances surrounding the crash of Flight 9525 have prompted Air Canada and some European carriers to now require that two members of the crew be in the cockpit at all times. That's been standard procedure for U.S. airlines since the 9/11 attacks. CBS News aviation safety analyst Mark Rosenker.
This is not only a problem of security and safety, but frankly, good customer relations and public relations. Passengers after this are going to want to know that there are two people in the cockpit.
CBS's Barry Bagnato joins us with more on pilot screening. Barry?
Every major crash teaches new lessons. Ken Maxwell, a former JetBlue security official, believes this one will put a spotlight on the mental status of pilots. With the FBI, he investigated what's believed to be the intentional downing of Egyptair 990 in 1999.
Governmental authorities, both U.S. and foreign, have to take another look at procedures regarding mental health and updating it during physicals.
Physicals which are required every year for pilots under age 40, every 6 months for older pilots. Mental issues must be self-reported.
Legally required to disclose those things under penalty of jail and fine. But, of course, people can lie.
Dr. Gary Miller, an FAA-designated medical examiner for pilots. Steve?
Well, here at home, an Illinois Army guardsman is charged with trying to join up with ISIS, a development that has a relative stunned.
He was always a quiet, nice kid.
22-year-old Hassan Edmonds arrested at Chicago's Midway Airport trying to get to Egypt. His 29-year-old cousin Jonas Edmonds has also been charged. Pentagon correspondent David Martin.
According to court documents, Hassan would provide Jonas with military uniforms and a layout of his National Guard base in Joliet, Illinois. And Jonas and one other man would storm it with AK-47s and grenades.
Authorities say the cousin bragged he could kill up to 150 people. There's word coming in Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid will not seek re-election. Reid, who's 75, has served in the Senate since 1987. The Senate passed a budget plan at around 3 in the morning in Washington. It calls for $5 trillion in spending cuts, an overhaul of the tax code, and repeal of Obamacare. Next up, compromise talks with the House. A federal watchdog has blasted the Drug Enforcement Administration amid allegations that agents attended sex parties with prostitutes in Colombia. Utah Republican Jason Chaffetz says heads should roll.
They are engaging in activity that puts our national security at risk. We can't tolerate that, ever.
The CBS's Chip Reed has more.
The report says the DEA agents at the sex parties in Colombia should have known the prostitutes in attendance were paid with cartel funds, the same drug cartels the DEA is supposed to be fighting. And it gets worse. Most of the sex parties occurred in government-leased quarters where agents' laptops and BlackBerry devices were present.
Rocked by scandals, the Secret Service has changed some rules. Staffers now prohibited from driving government cars within 10 hours of drinking alcohol. 3 weeks ago, two agents who'd allegedly been drinking bumped a barrier at an investigation scene at the White House. An Italian court is due to decide today if Amanda Knox's murder conviction should be overturned. Her Italian ex-boyfriend's also part of the case. His lawyer made a last-ditch appeal to the court today. The two were convicted, acquitted, then convicted again in a third trial in the death of Knox's British roommate in 2007. Syria's President Assad tells CBS's Charlie Rose for Sunday 60 Minutes his government's not responsible for recent chemical attacks in the country's civil war.
They're weapons of war that have been used that most people look down on with great. One is chlorine gas. Barrel bombs have been used, and they come from helicopters. And the only people who have helicopters is the Syrian army.
First of all, the chlorine gas is not military gas. You can buy it anywhere.
And it's, but it can be weaponized.
No, because it's not very effective. It's not used as military gas. Because it's not effective, it's not used very
much. Why not let somebody come in and inspect it, see whether it's been used or not?
You'd be happy
for that.
Of course.
Assad suggested he would be open to American-led peace talks in Syria. In New York City, six people are unaccounted for after yesterday's explosion, fire, and collapse of three buildings that left four people in critical condition and more than a dozen others hurt.
I just heard this incredible, like, sonic explosion. I mean, it was like you could feel it.
A fourth building was damaged in the apparent gas explosion. An hour before the blast, inspectors found recent plumbing and gas work was faulty in one of the buildings. An American and Russian are due to set off today on a mission to spend a year in space. Here's CBS's Peter King.
Until now, U.S. astronauts have pretty much maxed out at 6 months on the International Space Station. Scott Kelly's already done that, so how does he make it through a year?
I think I'm going to just have to pace myself.
Kelly tells CBS News he hit the wall about 4 months into his last mission.
I hope, you know, I get 6 months into this and I have 6 months of energy left in the battery to get to the end. I think I will.
He tells us he said yes to this mission because of the challenge and because it's important to learn everything possible about long-duration space flight for future missions to Mars, which could take 3 years or more. Peter King, CBS News.
College basketball, Kentucky, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Notre Dame went from the Sweet 16 to the Elite Eight with wins last night. Pope Francis got a first-hand look today at the Vatican's new outreach to the homeless.
Pope Francis invited 150 homeless people to view the Vatican and its museums, and they were given a guided tour that ended with refreshments in the cafeteria, normally crowded with tourists from all over the world. This latest move followed showers installed for those who sleep around the Vatican, and also a barbershop manned by volunteers on certain days. During a recent rainy spell, umbrellas were handed out. Catherine Arms for CBS News, Rome.
Calling the route part of the American dream, a Michigan steelworker retraced the steps of frontiersman Daniel Boone, a 240-mile, 16-day journey on foot through the rugged Appalachians from Tennessee into Virginia, then Kentucky. 46-year-old Curtis Penix finished up yesterday. One of his relatives had followed the fresh route carved out by Boone back in the late 1770s. The World News Roundup is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.